let's explore some more. Back to On the Map with Dave Plyer.
All right, so if you grew up in Chicagoland, you were bound to have your favorite amusement park. Maybe back in the day was Riverview, Kiddyland, Dispensa's Kitty Kingdom, Old Chicago, Great America, and for millions, it was Santa's Village. Since 1959, Santa's Village has entertained millions of visitors, and joining us to talk some history and the summer season, some upcoming rides, food, and more is owner and operator, and my friend, Jason Zerpian. Jason, how are you?
I'm doing well, Dave. How are you, sir?
65 years, am I right?
Yes. I don't look a day over 65, do I?
Yeah. 65th anniversary of the park. I mean, there is such a storied history here, including with yourself.
Yeah, park's been around, opened in 1959, and, shut down for a few years, so we reopened it back in 2011 for its first full season since closing and after the 2005 season, and we've been here since 2011, up and running, adding fun stuff every year. We're excited. We got a lot of stuff cooking now and in the future.
You know what's really wild is that there was a little window that it was closed. It seems so far away now, I don't think people even remember it being closed. But when you brought it back with your partner, like, you really thought about the fact that you got to get a lot of these classic rides that people grew up with back at the park, and you did just that.
Yeah, we did. We've added quite a few rides back in, the snowball ride, the balloon race ride, the convoy ride, and a few other ones. The fire truck ride, obviously a big one for us. But yeah, we brought those rides back over the years, and it's kind of where we're at today, and we keep adding new stuff and some nostalgic rides at the same time. Kiddyland special, too, for sure.
Well, and you spent your teens as a barn kid at the old park. Talk about, like, when that was in your life. I mean, because that connection started very early for you.
Yeah, obviously I grew up in the area, so, came to the park quite a bit as a kid here in Kiddyland, had a lot of family in Chicago, so spent time at Kiddyland, spent time at Santa's Village, and came here as a kid, as a teenager, rode my bike here, and then ended up working here starting in 1991, I believe.
And of the current write-up, and we're talking about more nostalgia here, but you have three Kiddyland rides there as well.
Yeah, we've got the Space Invasion ride, the Roto Whip ride, and my all-time favorite from when I was a kid, I can remember riding the Midget Racer ride, which is fantastic.
Yeah, for sure. And you know what? And you also have Santa, and let's talk about that. I mean, he is there year-round, right?
We have the Santa, Dave. Don't forget.
Yes, of course, Santa, that's where he vacations between the holidays. He's at Santa's Village.
That's right. He's been here since 1986, believe it or not.
Wow. I mean, that's something. And so just explain to folks who haven't been to the park before, I mean, really how this park is put together. I mean, you come in and you can see Santa before, after, but he's got a little house there and you wait in a little line and you get to talk to him about Christmas. And he's got a lot of great little things to look at inside the little cabin as well.
Super nostalgic inside the Santa's house area. Knows the history of the park going all the way back to when they started building it in 1958. And right from opening on, he's got a lot of nostalgic pieces in there to display, and he just kind of knows all of the history of the park. He's absolutely fantastic, plethora of information for sure.
So Ty Zerpian is also there. He is the next generation. And Ty, I hope your father is giving you a piece, like at least 15% of the business right now to be working there every day in the summer. Am I right?
In ways, yeah, he feeds me and he gives me a place to live. So I guess, yeah, you could say that.
Yeah, if you say in ways, you're getting shystered, Ty. I got to tell you, if he's in ways. So Ty, tell me from your perspective, because you've gone there since you were a kid too, right?
Yeah, I mean, ever since we bought it, I've been running around here.
And what would you say the top three rides are, and explain each one of them to us?
Number one, I'm going to go the Tilt-A-Whirl.
Oh, really? Okay, classic.
Yes. Number two, the fire truck ride. It's a lot of fun. Actually, remember, I think one time my dad drove us around it.
Of course he did.
I mean, he's done that a couple times with a bunch of rides.
That's awesome.
And then number three is going to be the new ride, our North Pole Expedition, which is opening June 4th. Super well-themed, super creative. It's a really good ride. I actually test rode it yesterday. It was pretty fun.
Tell us about the ride a little bit. What is it all about?
It's an indoor-outdoor dark ride that's themed around, exploring around the North Pole. You're going through different types of lands. You get to see, like, the outside land, of the North Pole. You go through the mail room where everyone sends their letters to Santa, the toy room where the elves create toys, and the village square, which has a bunch of singing caribou and a bunch of other surprises in there.
Now, talk about a little bit about the food, because we're not talking, you know, to me, when you go to a carnival or an amusement park, you're getting kind of, you know, you're getting your standard fare. But, I mean, you're grilling stuff outside. I mean, you got some really good food offerings there.
Yeah, we've added a few new buildings for this year. The end of last year, we added actually our barbecue stand, which has become my favorite.
Okay.
So we have barbecue, we have pulled chicken sandwiches, or you can get multiple meat plates with the pulled chicken, pulled pork, and then some different beef options. We've got our loaded up mac and cheese in there also. It's really fantastic. It's the new barbecue restaurant. It's kind of over by the new Farmer's Fling spinning coaster ride.
Very, very cool. Now, you also have a water park there where I had my son's birthday last year. You can actually do parties there. You can rent out one of the cabanas, but that is open all summer long as well.
Yep, Memorial Day weekend to Labor Day weekend, weather dependent, obviously. We have Santa Springs. That's our water park area. We've been adding something to it every year. We have an attraction that we're hoping to add this year. Everything's a little delayed from the manufacturer, so it's either going to be a this year or a next year, so we're hoping to announce at what point that'll open, but we've already got that attraction set up and then something already for next year's water park addition also. So our emphasis is going to be on the water park, plus we've got a huge expansion project coming up in the very near future going into next year and 2026 also, where we're actually going to expand to the entire rest of the park.
Wow.
And also reopening of the Polar Dome.
I love that. That's great. Great to hear. And I want to tell you, Jason, I mean, you, your family, your team, you do an amazing job there. I mean, again, you can go to amusement park and maybe not clean. Things aren't painted. Your stuff, everything in the park, including the grounds, they are absolutely pristine. You do a really good job there.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, we've got one heck of a team here. Obviously, both my kids are sitting here in the office with me today, and we've got just a great crew that we've built over the years, from maintenance guys, grounds guys, to my painters, just everybody in the office. Sales team, as you know, we do birthdays and picnics and all kinds of stuff here. So we've got a great, great team, and I appreciate your kind words. I know you've come out. You've always been a fan of the park, and we appreciate that from you.
Absolutely. You know, it's geared toward kids 2 to 12, but you know as well as I do, when my 23-year-old son, my 18-year-old daughter, my 12-year-old son come out there, they're doing some of those rides as well, and it brings back some nostalgia for them when they were kids.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to see them, you know, your kids come out here when they come out, because obviously I saw them here in the beginning. Like I said, you've been a huge fan of the park for a long time, and we do certainly appreciate that. And I can remember you having your kids out here when they were much younger, and our kids are obviously our older ones, or your older ones are
yeah.
about the same age as mine. So
yeah.
It's just kind of neat. Unfortunately, time goes way too fast, but it's kind of neat to see them still come back and have smiles on their face and enjoy their time, you know, with their younger siblings.
Well, I agree with you there. Well, if you haven't been there in years or decades for that matter, or if you were just there last week, it's time to take the kids or grandkids to Santa's Village. It's located at 601 Dundee Avenue in East Dundee. Now, for more information, group discounts, birthday parties, and season passes, you can visit santasvillagedundee.com. Thanks, Jason. Thanks, Ty. Thanks, everybody. And we'll see you out there.
Thanks, Dave. Have a good day.
Thank you.